For WKAR News, I'm Kevin Lavery. It's been nearly a month since the deadly shooting in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. The event has sparked a new student-led movement to prevent future acts of school violence. On Wednesday, students from thousands of schools across the country will walk out of class for 17 minutes in honor of those killed in Florida and to protest what they see as a lack of action to stop gun violence. I spoke with Melina Stone and Avery Neese, who are co-organizing the walkout at Okemos High School, one of several schools participating in Mid-Michigan.
I think the reason that there's such a big difference with this one is because the kids in Parkland, they really called for action, and they really took it upon themselves to make sure that this is the last school shooting. And I think that motivation and I guess that passion for stopping school shootings, I think that spread just throughout the nation and especially to other high school students.
Avery, do you and your friends ever talk about what's happened with Parkland and just school violence in general?
Yeah. I'm kind of like a really political person, so I like talking about this sort of stuff and thinking about solutions and advocating.
What do you see emerging from the politics of gun control?
I feel like the adults in these situations failed over and over again. The police failed to stop this shooter. The FBI didn't follow up on the leads they had about him. The politicians didn't do anything to prevent this after the last school shooting. So I feel like the students realized that nothing was going to get done unless they took action and did something about it, which I'm really happy that it's a grassroots movement to make a difference, and it's not from the top down.
So the walkout is a nationally organized thing. Okemos is just one of many, many schools across the country. So Okemos is certainly not leading the effort.
Yeah.
That's being led collectively across the country. Do you feel that walking out is really the right way to get the message across?
It's definitely a really, really powerful statement, because it does disrupt the school day, and that's kind of the point. It needs to grab the teacher's attention, the administration's attention. By doing this walkout, we're really just bringing attention to what needs to be taken care of.
Do you think it will just be students only walking out of your school? Will there be possibly teachers and staff? I mean, this is not really a secret. It isn't like it's this underground movement where let's not tell the teachers what we're doing. It's out there.
Right. So I know different schools have come out with different statements as far as the teachers at Okemos. As long as all the kids in their class walk out, then the teacher is allowed to walk out as well to, quote, supervise the students. So I think the majority of the teachers, from what I can gather, really want to. But yeah, they're not allowed to unless all the students leave the classroom.
Yeah, because I guess if a bunch of teachers leave, it counts as a strike. And it's illegal for public employees to strike in Michigan, so they could actually be like arrested or fined. That's what I've heard from administration, is that it'd be viewed as a strike.
Are you guys concerned that some of your peers may not come back 17 minutes later?
I could see maybe a couple kids doing that, but I really think that because it's an issue that is so personal, really for every high school student, I think that people are taking it seriously, and I don't think they take advantage of that, because I think if they did, that would take away a little bit from the message that we're trying to spread. Because we don't just want, you know, people skipping school to skip school.
What will actually happen on Wednesday when 10 o'clock rolls around? Can you walk me through what that's going to look and sound like, Avery?
Yeah. So what we're planning on doing is, you know, obviously walking out at 10 a.m.
Is that the start of a class period?
Yeah. Well, it's about 5 minutes after. So once everyone is sort of assembled by the flagpole, we're planning on having sort of an introductory speech for like 30 seconds about just what's going to happen. And then we'll have 3 speeches from students about certain topics that we decided on beforehand.
Are they related to gun violence?
Well, they're related to like congressional inaction and remembrance and mental health. We've been hesitant to make it specifically about gun violence because we want to bring students together and not alienate them into groups.
So you had to find common themes that people could agree upon.
Yes. After that, we'll have a couple of more demonstrations, like releasing 17 balloons in honor of the 17 people that died in Parkland. We'll sing, and I think we'll lay down too, like have 17 people lay down. So yeah, that's pretty much the general idea of what's happening.
Obviously, you're both personally moved by what has happened. Are you planning to take this any further in terms of some sort of a political movement? I mean, do you see this as the beginning of a spark inside each of you to go beyond what happens Wednesday?
Yeah, we didn't have any plans on this being a one-time thing. I don't know if we're necessarily going to walk out again, but we're definitely planning on making students' voices more heard and planning more events around this sort of thing. Like, leading up to this, we've had several meetings in our school with students, and the principal has been there, and she just answered student questions and concerns, and I feel like that's the sort of thing that we need to keep going. It's really important that administration and those sort of people are responsive to the concerns of their students. And really, we need more responsiveness from political figures and adults in general to the needs of their kids.
Just being high school students in 2018, is it in your subconscious every day?
Yeah, it definitely is. Every time I see an adult who is not a teacher, or just anyone who's not a teacher, in the building, it sets me on edge a little bit, because, you know, I don't know what they're doing there. I don't know if they checked in with the main office. I don't know if they walked past security when they got in. I know some of my friends, like, just any loud noise, it just puts everyone on edge because you don't know what it is. And I know the teachers, they're really, really cautious. My friend told me a story. There was, like, a loud noise in the hallway, and the teacher went out there and they were concerned that it was something not normal. Just simple stuff like that, it's become really scary because, you know, it could have, who knows where it's going to happen next. Hopefully it doesn't happen again, but it's crazy. It's one of those things you don't think it's going to happen to you until it does. And so I would say definitely the students and the staff have been really on edge lately.
It can happen anywhere, and that's why we're doing something about it, because we don't want it to happen. We don't want it to happen anymore. We're sick and tired of kids getting massacred in schools, and we're sick of Congress not doing anything about it.
How do you feel about the proposal to arm certain teachers?
I think it's ridiculous. Just as they were proposing to arm teachers, there was an instance where a teacher fired a gun in his classroom and had a multiple-hour standoff with police. Meanwhile, they don't want to actually give schools more funds, but they do want to somehow pay to train all these teachers to use guns effectively. It's ridiculous. Like, I don't think it's sick that in this country we're talking about how we can prevent a shooting while it's happening instead of get to the root cause of the issue and prevent them altogether.
Milena, any thoughts?
All the teachers I have talked to, they are completely, completely against it. And many of them said, I don't want to have a gun on me. I don't think that's a good idea. I don't feel prepared for that. And I agree, especially, you know, coming from them. They're not trained. They're not confident in, you know, having a gun on them and using it if they had to. And like Avery said, I think we really need to get to the root of the problem. I mean, it is important to have school security, very, very important, but I don't think arming teachers is what's going to stop school violence from happening.
Melina Stone is a senior at Okemos High School. Avery Neese is a junior at Okemos High School. They are co-organizers of that school's National School Walkout event on Wednesday. Melina and Avery, thank you so much both for your time.
Thank you.
Of course, thank you.
For WKAR, I'm Kevin Lavery.